There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, my talkers, we are hanging out with Lori and Julie here Thursday, 4 o'clock on this somewhat cloudy afternoon. But you know what? We're going to bring you a little love here with My Talk Loves Local. We've got a special guest with us today.
Yes, we do. We've known Deborah for a long time. We've known this eyewear store for a long time. Deborah Hodges, who's vice president and expert optician herself at Envision. And of
distinctive eyewear.
That's right. You guys have been a local favorite. And it's nice to talk to you, Deb.
Yes. Happy New Year to you, girls.
Same to you.
Thank you so much.
And Julie and I, you know, love Envision. We always think the best glasses, the selection,
the service, the people,
how you guys, the difference. But tell people, what is the difference between like Envision and another eyewear store?
Well, definitely, like you said, customer service, that is our key. That's our number one. Mm-hmm. I think we're heads and tails above everybody when it comes down to that, whether it be our great selection of frames or eyewear lenses. We also have wonderful warranties on all of our products. So I think definitely that sets us apart from everybody.
Yeah. And Julie and I both have had this where we've had our eyes measured wrong and then that you get the glasses. And if you're doing any kind of a trifocal or bifocal, I mean, that doesn't make a difference, and never have had that problem ever with you guys.
That's awesome and great to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, Deb, what's the latest? Okay. So, we know Envision has four great locations: Galleria, Minnetonka, mm-hmm. North Loop, and in St. Paul. What are kind of some of the trends that we're going to see in eyewear coming up this year?
Yeah, definitely. New trends for eyewear in 23, we are still seeing slightly oversized, larger frames, but definitely the materials have thinned down. So, thinner metals, thinner acetates. Bright, beautiful colors, especially coming into spring.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I'm glad that the oversized frames. Are you ever involved with any of the, do you ever go with Anthony? Do you go on any of the eyewear buying trips?
Yes, absolutely. We go to market typically in middle of March, and we go to New York. It's a Vision Expo, and mm-hmm. We do the majority of the buying there.
You do.
And we have a lot of fun doing it. It's great.
I am in love with Francis Klein glasses. We've posted your website to our Lori and Julia show page, but I'm intrigued with Francis Klein, that collection.
Yes, they are amazing. Different takes on jewels and regular complete acetates with beautiful colors, and the shapes are very wearable. Especially if you have a smaller face, they work really well for small petite ladies, but they also have larger frames for everybody. It's fantastic.
Is this a French brand, the Francis Klein? Because these feel very Francais to me.
Yes, definitely French. Two sisters, Dixie and Betty, are the designers, and they do a wonderful job.
Oh, that's so fun. And, you know, you are the largest independent eyewear company in the Twin Cities and have them for the past 35 years. And it's what about sustainability in eyewear? Is this a new trend, or is there, talk to us a little bit about that, Deb.
Yeah, definitely. Garrett Light is the forerunner in this, especially for us. Classic California eyewear, but just a very conscious, ethical approach to their designs. In February last year, they launched their green collection, which is pretty cool. It is basically vegetable cornstarch. Wow. And other renewable resources. It's pretty cool. The packaging has even been redesigned and changed to recyclable paper wrapping and animal-free suede cases. They are on it, and it's very cool to see that. I just hope that more manufacturing goes in this direction.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a beautiful collection. And that he's the son of Oliver Peoples.
I was going to say, these remind me of Oliver Peoples because it's such classic styling.
Yep, the original designer from Oliver Peoples, Larry Light, is his father, yes.
Okay.
And it is just, you know, you guys, I know during COVID switched, like everybody else did, to appointment only, and that's something that people are still enjoying doing, aren't they?
They are. A couple of the stores we have changed to where you can just walk in. But, yeah, if you want to make an appointment for one-on-one personal service, we are here for you.
And both Lori and I can attest, one of the wonderful things with Anthony and you, Deb, and everyone that we've worked with at Envision over the years is that you guys have such an ability to look at a face.
Yeah.
And the shape, the size, the coloring of the person, and literally go and you could come back with four pair of glasses that are going to be perfect.
If that's what you want.
I mean, that is just such a wonderful service because I think it's overwhelming sometimes for a lot of people to pick out eyewear and how you guys...
And you pick out the same kind usually, yes. The same style, mm-hmm. And you guys are very good with...
It's so wonderful.
That personal shopping aspect.
Yeah, definitely. We love to do that. And we like to, you know, listen to the client and make sure that we are choosing things that would be also right for them and their lifestyle as well.
I love it.
And I see you still carry Salt and my favorite. And Julia, we love Fossa Foss, but only because, you know, I'm one of these small bridge-nosed people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want to wear, like, these bigger glasses or even bigger sunglasses, but you have to... I don't like wasting money on buying the wrong kinds of glasses. And so you guys are really like, no, that we can do better on the fit.
Yes, that is important to us because even though we love seeing our clients, to have them fit perfectly so they don't have to keep coming back for adjustments is definitely key.
Yeah.
Okay, so we haven't seen Anthony in a while. What kind of glasses is he wearing? He always has the coolest glasses.
Doesn't he, though? Yeah,
yes,
we love that.
Time.
So a great line for guys, and definitely what Anthony is wearing currently, is Lowercase. They are out of Brooklyn, New York. They are very, very great people to work with. Design, created, manufactured, everything right here in the U.S. I just love them.
Oh, I love them. What great glasses. So I'm seeing a lot of Tortoise. Is that coming back more, right, you know, or is it just always a classic look that stays in style?
Yeah, Tortoise is a classic. It'll never go out of style. It's like a little black dress. It's always perfect in any occasion, any situation, and wear it with anything. Pair it with, you know, cute jeans and a white T-shirt to dress it up if you had to do it, like an important Zoom meeting. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's like aviator sunglasses. They never go out of style either.
Well,
right, exactly.
No, we missed you. I'm glad that everything is going so well, and we want people to support Envision Distinctive Eyewear, and you can always go to Lori and Julia's show page at MyTalk1071, click on the link, or go to envision-optical.com. Four great locations. I feel like I'm doing your ad again.
Yeah, I know.
Gallery in Minnetonka, North Loop, and St. Paul. And we just can't say enough about the product, the service, the people, and what a great eyeglass store you are. So it's so great to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you. We love you both. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Thanks, Deb. I mean,
both have Envision collection of glasses.
I know.
But I'm going in there to check out that Francis Klein.
Oh, Lori.
The Parisian one.
And these lowercase ones are really cool. Very anyway, they've
right,
got great glasses.
Thanks for setting that up for us. The MyTalk Local. And again, that website is posted to the Low J Show page. When we come back, it's time for Random Thoughts.
All right, everybody. You know, we love furniture. We love glasses. We love a lot of things. And we love shopping at Furniture Manor. You know, so many people have not been to Furniture Manor before. It is located just 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo. And literally, depending on what way you're coming on 694, it's either the exit before or the exit after the shops at Arbor Lake. And it's right up the road, and they have really the most amazing furniture that you're going to find anywhere in the Twin Cities. And it's laid out and designed that you really can kind of see it, feel it, think about how it might work in your home. Everyone who works there has a designer background. Lori's just showing me her new couch and her new setup with the beautiful furniture from Furniture Manor. And like we love, if you love it, buy it off the showroom floor. You don't have to wait.
And Dana even took some pictures of some art, some mirrors, some different ideas.
To help you get more ideas to inspire you. Furniture Manor, we absolutely love them.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, so first and foremost, today's National Popcorn Day. I love
is
popcorn.
Is that why we had some dill popcorn
That's why
today?
We did from Grant,
popped,
the name of the place.
Popped Corn.
Oh,
so good.
Poppedcorn.com.
Yeah.
And they're located in Minnetonka. For some reason, I can't find the sheet that's right in front of me always. And they have really, we had dill pickle.
Oh, yeah. Great dill flavor.
Delicious.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good. So, anywho, good popcorn is different than the crap you get out of your microwave. I'm just going to say. That tasted.
Yeah, this is a delicious gourmet popcorn.
So.
Yeah, popped corn. Just go, like you said, popped corn. If you want to try it out, poppedcorn.com. Great.
Yeah, I loved it. Okay, so. Here's something weird. We had David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and David Crosby, who we've known forever, just passed away, and we're going to get to that in a couple minutes.
I can't believe it.
Celebrate his life. Oh dear.
You know, he was a big person. He interacted with his fans on Twitter.
Yeah,
and just like yesterday, Stifler's mom did a screenshot. Can we go to heaven? Somebody who has that account, can we go to heaven with tattoos? And David Crosby retweeted it and said, I heard the place is overrated and cloudy.
Yesterday. And his wife said, after a long illness, we're sad. It's with great sadness after a long illness that our beloved David Crosby passed away. He was surrounded by his wife. He was a force.
The music.
He was, you know, Buffalo. He was bonding with Stephen Stills, Buffalo Springfield. Gresham.
Oh, yeah.
He was
a wild cat.
He was the hedonistic personification of the 60s, mm-hmm. sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle. He grappled with addiction. He had a sensational 1982 arrest in a Texas on a drug and weapons charge that led to a 5-month prison thing. Yeah.
But,
blah,
the burr.
He was everything.
Yeah.
He was, we'll get to that. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Other, I absolutely loved them growing up.
Mm-hmm. They were everywhere.
Everywhere.
All of his, and I read Graham Nash's memoir, and he, of course, writes, you know, very vividly about, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and just, you know, how brilliant they were together, but also how much they fought, and the whole Laurel Canyon scene, and and I feel like he was the sperm donor for Melissa.
He was son that passed away. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna move on. All we're gonna go back. Geez, Desi Arnaz Jr., Lucille Ball's and
brother,
no son.
Oh,
he's 70. Today, he first appeared on TV Guide as a baby in April 1953 with his mom, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Wasn't he on the show? Little Ricky?
She gave birth to Desi Arnaz Jr. on the same day that her TV character mm-hmm. gave birth to Little Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Which is many a man's nickname for their penis. Their todger.
Someone just said that yesterday.
My little Ricky and
someone
I.
Someone just said that on Watch What Happens Live. That guy that was from The White Lotus.
Oh, Theo James.
Yes.
Theo
just said that two nights ago.
My little Ricky and I went for a stroll down the leash.
Back to Desi Arnaz Jr., who was 70 years old today. Lucille gave birth to him, and during a regularly scheduled episode of I Love Lucy, the scriptwriters gambled that Lucy would have a boy, because, of course, they didn't have ultrasounds and stuff like that, and wrote the script accordingly.
Wow.
Two-thirds of the country TV viewers watched that episode.
Wow.
Think of the coverage back then. Everyone experienced so much at the same time. I just thought that was kind of crazy. Shelley Fabre, who we know, who used to be on the SAG Awards. She was big on the SAG.
The committee.
Yes. She's 79 today, in case you're wondering.
A lot of birthdays.
I know it. A new study found
where'd you go for that, Liz? What machine did you pull that from?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Because it was Dolly's birthday, Shelley Fabre's, Desi Arnaz, all these 70s, you know.
In the face of Dolly, I have eyes for no one else.
Fine, fine. I thought Shelley Fabre, she had an encounter with Elvis, if you remember correctly.
Yes, I do remember.
And she told us all about it, and she was on Coach.
Yes. Coach.
She was. Remember Coach?
I forgot she was on Coach.
She was gorgeous. Yes, she's gorgeous. Yes. Gorgeous. A new study found that Viagra lowers the risk of heart disease in men of up to... by up to
39%. That's how they figured out it gave you a strong boner. Is they were trying to, they were doing
low,
heart stuff.
Yeah, low blood pressure. To raise your blood pressure, they gave you this pill, and all of a sudden
it was
blood
raising,
was flowing in places it didn't flow
everything's
before.
Happy.
Wow, this thing has been a lay down mass forever, and now I'm getting some tumescence and some turgidity that I haven't felt in years.
Do you love how she loves those two words?
There's another one. Turgent, tumescent,
Todger is what we learned.
No, well, a tumescent Todger and his sweaty balls.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Okay, so I know.
New children's book.
Okay, mic off.
I really feel like this has already gone off the rails.
Well, you got a minute and a half.
All right, the only other thing is, do you have anything from your childhood, like a toy that you still have that you wish you would have saved? So many people keep toys.
I wish I kept my Barbie and all my Barbie clothes that my grandma sewed for me from magazines. That I wish I'd saved that. And then I wish I also saved my 45 record player that carried all my 45 records.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It was a little traveling turntable.
We loved those. Remember our traveling with the handles?
With the handle.
And you just plug it in.
25 records.
Loved it.
And you could bring it over for a sleepover. Those are the two things I wish I had.
And Grant, I'm sure you have stuff because you're a collector.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing is I don't need anything because I kept everything.
Barbie dolls, Legos, and Hot Wheels are the three most saved things by parents for their kids and their grandkids.
I agree.
Yeah. Light bright slinkies, Rubik cubes, you can get all that.
Yeah.
Light bright.
Ugh. I loved a light bright.
That was a boring toy.
Oh no. The pictures you get and when you popped it through the paper and the black screen, that was fun.
Yeah, there was some excitement to that, but
it was popping.
It was
I liked a light bright.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever had one.
I was more enamored with my easy bake oven to tell you the
truth. That was
making
another
people
thing.
Eat my terrible dried things that you'd make because you're cooking with a light bulb.
Oh.
How about that?
You were cooking with a light bulb in a very shallow pan.
Yeah. Yes, those were
everything tasted terrible.
Those were a cause of a lot of house fires back in the day.
I believe it.
Kids would leave them on, and yes,
they were,
but they were fun.
They were totally. We never had one.
My sister got the Barbie head with the hair.
Oh, that you could style.
You could style.
Oh, I loved.
We thought that was pretty.
Oh, wow.
Except that I don't think we lasted long. I think my mean sister got the scissors and cut the hair. And that was it.
Oh, when you could be a beauty stool in the little makeup, the little lipstick things that Barbie had. Yeah.
Oh,
but everyone's saving that stuff.
Yeah, once you cut the hair off, she ain't growing it back. No. So there's really no more style in there.
No, I know. How many Tonka toy trucks do you still have, Grant?
Oh, we only have a few, actually, to be honest with you. And that's why, you know, because they were built so well so long ago, that's why everybody has them. You know, it's one of those things where
those are hard to destroy.
They're hard to destroy, so they're not a huge collector's item because they lasted the test of time.
Yeah.
The originals.
That's
so
true.
We have a few, but there's all we had. We gave them to a museum in Mound. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's
there's
where.
A museum in
when
Mound?
Are we going to go to that
What's
museum?
What's that called?
Well, it's a little. It's like a guy that has a house that has all the.
It's a guy that has a house.
Is it the Tonka Museum?
Yeah,
in
it's
Mound?
All. Yeah.
Cool.
Grant, fuel trap.
We can do it one day. We can do it. You got to go out to the old factory. That's where all the, I mean, even though it's been all changed around, but if you drive right along, you know, 19 there and head into downtown Mound, there's the factory. But yeah, so that's one day so cool. We'll work that out. One day.
Someday. All right. So tell us what is going on with. Hey, guys, let's talk about mortgages and, more importantly, First Equity Mortgage and David and the team over there. They're amazing. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday that big companies quit doing mortgages suddenly. And
I know. I was like, what? What's going on?
What is going on? And why First Equity continues to be so successful is they look at everything. They take everything in account and make sure they're giving you the absolute best product that fits your needs. They're not associated.
In other words, they're not working with one banking institution. They've
got multiples, and they really want to earn your business for life. And if you are thinking about, you know, rents are super high, Laura. And if you're thinking about buying in the spring, get your ducks in a row. Get everything done right now. Call First Equity at 763-251-8000. Let them help you. They're advocates for making sure that you're going to get the best mortgage possible. And they're so super smart. You're going to love working with them.
In an ideal world, divorce wouldn't happen. In the real world, it happens every day. This is Ann Tressler with Tressler Law. It's important to remember that your divorce is a legally binding contract that affects everything you own, everything you owe, and your right to raise your own children. You need an attorney that understands the law and how it impacts your family. Family law is all we do at Tressler Law. For your free one-hour divorce consultation, please contact us at TresslerLaw.com or MyTalk keyword divorce.
I feel so tense.
Okay, so I hope you're going to bring us whatever you can with David Crosby at 5:15.
We will. We'll get an update then for sure.
But I was really interested in this story because when Jen Shah was sentenced to 6.5 years in the federal pen a couple Fridays ago, before you left for your trip, there were victims that spoke before the court. And I just kept thinking, I wonder, you know, who are they ever going to put a face to this? But I just wondered about that. And I had always, you know, felt that all these people who were just like, I mean, because Jen Shah was, you know,
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, insisting that she wasn't guilty.
And showed off her wealth beyond.
And then in July, pled guilty to the federal that she committed, you know, wire fraud. So, and it was enough that she pled guilty. Otherwise, she could have gotten 14 years.
Yes.
By pleading guilty, she got 6.5 years. And she threw herself on the mercy of the court and declared that she had undiagnosed mental, kind of a depression. We didn't get it really, but that she was undiagnosed and not treated for what was going on. She was Tongan. She was an elder, very driven, and that Bravo edited her to make her look callous.
None of that matters with the crimes.
Exactly. So Good Morning America, their producers did the work, because one of the things that happens when people get scammed and conned, no matter how it is, love, money, you know, whatever, however it might be, you feel bad and ashamed about all of it, and you don't really want to tell people. So the producers at GMA found two women who were victims of Jen Shah, the fraud scheme, which basically it sounded like she promised she could help you set up an online business, do the website, help you do the buy, you know, do all this stuff. But we need money from you to be able to do this.
Sure.
So this is sort of how, but here we go. This is from Good Morning America.
Good morning to you, Robin. Simply put, Jen Shah's massive telemarketing scheme ruined lives. The sweeping federal investigation leading to more than a dozen arrests. And the government says Shah was the mastermind. Now two of her victims are speaking out, hoping to warn others.
This morning, for the first time, two of the victims of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah's nationwide telemarketing scheme are speaking out.
I'm telling the world I was stupid enough to get caught in a scam. And I'm not a stupid person, but I did make a big mistake. Do I want to tell the world that? No, I really don't. But I don't want other people to have to go through that shame that I went through.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being Shaw-mazing.
Shaw sentenced to 6.5 years in federal prison for orchestrating a decade-long scheme that targeted the elderly and vulnerable.
How you doing?
75-year-old Trisha tells us ever since being duped out of half of her life savings, she has been rocked by shame. She didn't want to share her last name. The sales pitch is so convincing, she paid $47,000 on the false promise that Shaw's company would help her start an online business.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed legitimate in the beginning.
It seemed very legitimate.
What was your reaction when the FTC contacted you and said you may have fallen victim to a scam that they were investigating?
I mean, I was shell-shocked, but it turned out to be true.
And 44-year-old Molly McLaughlin says she was conned into forking over tens of thousands.
I probably spent about $44,000 on 6 credit cards. All, of course, went into bankruptcy because, of course, I couldn't afford to pay that.
And prosecutors say there could be thousands more victims like them.
I am just recovering from being in deep depression. And I'm going to cry. You get to the point where there is no way out. I don't have the money to take care of myself.
Prosecutors releasing troves of evidence, including hundreds of text messages between Shaw and her employees, mocking the very people they were stealing from, encouraging employees to do whatever it takes to close a deal.
And Shaw was ordered to pay more than $6 million in restitution to her victims. During her sentencing, she vowed to make good on that. She will begin serving her 6.5 years in prison on February 17th. Robin, can't underscore enough.
And again, you know, right after prison, she and her family go to a fancy Italian restaurant.
No, right after the sentencing.
Right after the sentencing. And instead of getting a back room, a private room, they're very publicly, you know.
She has no shame.
Really, she doesn't. And I think yesterday when the judge said, hey, well, when you get out from serving your 5 years, you are going to be on mental health supervised release. We are going to make sure that you take whatever it is that she said she was undiagnosed and wasn't taking. But 10 years, no, thousands of people, they can't even wrap it all together.
Here's the thing.
That shows on pause. Because
we all have, you know, parents. Mm-hmm. And
my mom almost got scammed last week, big time.
This is what worries me. I mean, so what was the thing that she almost got it for?
She got an email saying that I think it was, I think it might have been an Amazon.
Just saying they're Amazon or something?
Yeah, that we need to update your Amazon account or something like that. And I'm like, Mom, that's not. But she, it seemed so realistic. They're so sophisticated.
They really are.
And apparently Jen Shaw's scheme was very sophisticated in how it got people to believe they would buy your merchandise, set up your store.
Right.
You know, when people have dreams, you can be exploited. And people who are good at scamming and conning, they know that if they go after people with landlines or after a certain birth year, there's all kinds of ways that you can find
you
out
can
people.
It more.
But it should just make people mad. And Brittany, I hope you're listening. You know, and she did apologize that she was like so. She said, "I just didn't. I have an old grandma too. Right. I didn't really realize like how bad this was." And I'm like, "It's bad."
I have a friend whose parents, got scammed, and she was so embarrassed.
Yes.
They don't want to tell anyone.
It's
they
like
don't even tell their kids, barely.
Love.
Right. It's so embarrassing and
because
humiliating.
You're like, what was I thinking? But you don't realize how good and
they
sophisticated
really
the scammers are.
And so what were we talking about, the three of us? Like, if anyone calls and says there's something wrong with your
computer, you don't. No one is calling you for your credit card.
Never.
The IRS is never calling you for your information.
Nope.
They will mail you a letter.
Right.
Everyone will mail you a letter.
Right.
And if you got an email, if you look at it, there'll be something fishy in the address, but it looks real. They do the stamp.
Right.
When in doubt, delete.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking like how...
But it's easier said than done because a lot of it is the scary language and the intimidating.
Sure.
Or the like.
And it looks so real.
Yeah. And it looks like you need to cooperate to do this. So
I bet
it's only going to get worse. But like something like this, I hope, you know, I don't know if it's going to stop anything, but she did it for 10 flipping years. That's, I don't feel one bad for her.
She's,
and all those housewives look like absolute fools.
Yeah, they do. And it's also on pause. Did you hear that today?
We knew that.
Oh,
we knew that.
That Salt Lake City's on pause. This season was so horrid.
It really was. They had three bad shows this year.
Yeah.
New York, Beverly Hills, and Salt Lake City went off the rails.
They really did. And I just go back to the scamming thing. One of the things at the beginning of the year and something I had that I just didn't have time to share was that the pop-up ads. If you click on the pop-up ads, there's also something else embedded in those. So really be careful when you're on something and the ads are popping up to just cancel out of them.
Yeah.
Because there's a different, I mean, you just have to be so careful. Be careful, people.
Anyway, so don't feel bad for Jen Shah. One single bed.
Heavens, no.
Yeah, for once, Brandy Glanville was right when she said she should have gotten more prison time. Yes. My grandma's 95.
10 years of scamming people.
10 years of scamming people. And $6 million that she has to pay back. Now, who knows when or how she'll be able to pay back, but she sold, apparently, Jen Shah is innocent merchandise if people bought that crap.
Who would have? You know, the thing, is her husband so...
Coach Shah?
How does he not know this? How does that happen?
I have no idea. You know, he's...
Because he's says, a really respected business. Man.
Yeah, well, maybe they like ran their two separate lives. I have no idea, but you know, I hope he doesn't lose his job. We haven't heard it yet.
They all, on that show at the end, they're all throwing each other's businesses under the bus. I mean, they hated each other, those women.
And the reunion starts next week, I think.
We'll watch.
The reunion. Oh, yeah.
But they hated each other. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, just kudos to ABC for getting
and
that
And to the
story.
Woman for stepping forward, too, because like
People
she said.
Don't want to say it.
But you have to say it because it helps others. So that's
right.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we come back. Oh, geez. The Princess of Privilege has done it again, Julia.
Okay. We'll find out who that is. Hey, everyone, it's Lori and Julia for Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, the nation's largest professional dinner theater and your go-to for all things dining and entertainment. Coming up next on the main stage is the Tony Award-winning hit musical The Prom. It kicks off on February 10th.
And this is a new Broadway show, everyone. It's fresh, it's contemporary, it's this big, bright musical full of fun, great dancing, music, and comedy, everything that Chan does so well. But it also has an amazing message of kindness and acceptance. Based on a true story, we already have our tickets. Be sure to get yours for The Prom. And the Chan also does outstanding tribute concerts. We've gone to them coming
up.
Frank Sinatra and some new ones. Vintage Cruise, which is a tribute to Loggins, Michael McDonald, more, and an Alabama one.
And if you're in need of some great laughs, aren't we all? Check out Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret every Friday and Saturday night. For tickets, visit chanhassendt.com. Chan Hassen Dinner Theater is always entertaining you.
Okay, the Princess of Privilege.
Who is this?
Gwyneth.
Come on.
She posted on Instagram stories yesterday, on the Goop Instagram. She was promoting her Getox 7-day reset kit, and she prepared...
That's so many funny words in it. I've lost interest.
So she prepared a grilled salmon... salad. So it's the grilled salmon, romaine, scallions, avocado, zucchini, asparagus.
Like
yes. And she said, with a simple vinaigrette. And she said, this is so delicious. You'd never know that this was a detox. And I thought, salads are detoxing, you puffed up Princess of Privilege. By its very nature, so is your liver detoxing you. And eating a good simple salad is simply good for you. You would never. Thank you so much for following my Goop detox reset. So she wants you to buy this kit, and then she's telling you that this salad is also, you know, you're making that separate. And I'm just like, save the $195.
Do you really think people buy it though?
Yes. I mean, she makes up crap to make a buck. And that way she's a fraudster like Jen Shah. Okay? Because your liver takes care of your toxin. All this cleanse BS is simply BS. And she, I almost feel like she has an unhealthy relationship with food. Because
almost.
She's, oh, no, she must. But she's always having to
detox.
Yes.
Cleanse, detox. She's on diets a lot.
It's disordered eating. And that one Goop CFO left because the company was mandatory. You had to detox.
Remember that?
I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if
she's disordered. It seems unhealthy. And a grilled salmon salad in and of itself is a good. You're detoxing your body because you're eating so many good things in it. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with buying a kit that has some protein that is not going to make the poop in your body move out any faster or cleanse your body of unhealthy poisons that are hanging around in your fingertips.
Are you done?
I'm just horrified over her and her detox salad.
But I will say something, Lori, that you do bring up is she's obsessed with detox.
Yes.
And there's this thing about always doing cleanses and always doing and all that.
Body is cleansing itself daily. And if it's not, you need to see your doctor.
You know, it's the new year, so I get, you know, the refresh that everyone's on and everything, you know.
But it's like saying, it's like when she told us to steam our beautiful little vaginas, our vagines. When here, those are little beautiful self-cleaning flowers in and of itself. There's no reason to steam. It's like the 70s when they said douche was summer's eve.
Listen, don't you think...
Unnecessary.
I know. How about that? But don't you think she does it a lot for the headlines? Because look at how people are talking about it.
She does it to sell crap.
Yeah,
that is the Hollywood
and to get in the headlines.
Speak.
Yeah.
She's selling a $195 detox kit that if you sprinkle this stuff in a salad or you do whatever, it's actually, that's a good salad. And then you get some exercise in and, you know, okay, you're already, your body is able to do this. It's magically detoxing itself. Unless, Gwyneth, your liver isn't working anymore, then you're in big trouble.
Right.
Honestly. Okay. Madonna is in the news because yesterday the people in London were clutching their pearls because the O2 Arena only had one night booked.
Oh.
She's added a second night.
Did she sell out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, tickets technically are on sale, but everyone I know that's a massive fan, my brother, Bradley's guy, they already have their tickets. You can get in and buy a very expensive premium good ticket. They're already for sale. Don't be worried about it. You know, but you go to Madonna.com.
Oh, Madonna. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the pre-sale tickets that have sold are already going for 7 times their face value.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're giving them away next week, people. You're going to want to listen to us next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, because people were just, they're crazy for Madonna, you know.
And the fact that she's going to really seriously promising to play her real hits.
It's the celebration tour.
Instead of Mandalorian, Mandalee.
Madam X.
Remember that? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. People are mad at Anna Wintour that she did not make Choupette Lagerfeld, one of the co-chairs of the Met Gala.
I get that. We found out yesterday, alive still.
I think that's funny. That's true. Pax Jolie Pitt is an artist now, and his first exhibition is in Tel Aviv, and it's under a pseudonym.
Wow.
This is what you got to do. These are the things you got to do when you're the famous kids. And you want to be recognized on your own.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a fake name.
What's his fake name? Is it a good one?
We'd never really see much from Pax unless he walks the red carpet with his mom and some of his siblings. I remember when, you know, he was younger, I remember he was like, I feel like she said this was their kid who liked to bake. He was her baker.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Anyway, or something like that. But he's 19, and I think I don't know what his name is. Let's see if I can say it. He stayed out of the limelight because he doesn't like the paparazzi. And I don't know what his pseudonym is. They're not telling us that.
He's having an art festival.
It's a mixed media.
All right.
thing, and he doesn't want anyone to know. So when you, if you're in Tel Aviv and you happen to go to some studio,
on right rue left roar,
yeah, whatever. He's got his first exhibition, and Maddox is still going to school in South Korea, and whatever. Okay, what do you make of a three-time Oscar winner Meryl Streep joining Only Murders in the Building?
Okay, I thought this was interesting. First of all, none of us watch this.
I do.
Oh, you do, Grant?
Oh, I've watched them all, and I'm absolutely on board for this. She is going to be the perfect complement to Steve Martin and Martin Short. Because Olivia, or not Olivia.
Selena.
Do you think they got her to do it? Because she has done very little TV.
She did Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
She did Big Little Lies a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And in 1978, she won an Emmy for Holocaust. And then she won an Emmy in 93 for Angels in America. And
here's how they got her to do it.
Those are her three shows. So
here's how they got her to do it.
Tell me.
She wants to work with Steve Martin and Marty Short.
Yep, that's
how
it.
How much go, fun to work on a set with people that make you laugh.
Exactly. There was a quick text message group between the three of them. Yep. You want to do this? This would be a blast. And what a trio.
And Paul Rudd's on it, too. Yeah, let's just go have some fun.
He's the one who kind of announced it, which was kind of cool.
No, okay, so that's a no-brainer. Also, speaking of Madonna, she covers the Vanity Fair icon issue in, like, Germany, Spain, and Italy. And in the interview,
we covered this yesterday.
We did, but I didn't cover the quote. Okay. They asked her about what has been your hardest battle.
I saw this.
She said, motherhood. It has been the most difficult, the hardest battle. Today, I'm still struggling to understand how to be a mother and do my job, because whoever you are, having children and raising them is a work of art. No one gives you a manual. You have to learn from mistakes. It's a profession that requires a lot of time. And it is exhausting because there's never rest.
Okay,
may be the truest words Madonna's ever spoken.
And here's one thing I always
about motherhood.
Was so shocked about is that you had manuals of what to expect before the baby came. You know, what to expect when you're spending. You know, what's going to happen to you week one, 5, 10 months.
Yeah.
And there was all this stuff. And then once your baby came.
Now what? Holy smokes.
There really was nothing.
Yeah, there is no manual.
So
you do learn from mistakes.
Oh, it's...
And it is a profession that will require 100% of your time, and no one's going to thank you.
Well...
No, I mean, I'm just saying,
when
at the time, remember, Madonna has 11-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. Remember when she adopted him, you were thought, what is wrong with her?
Oh, I was
were going crazy.
I was going crazy.
There were 6 or 8 when she was adopting him, and you were like,
why?
She's got everything. She's got the world by the nuts. Why would she adopt children?
When she already had children, it just seemed like an extension of, you know,
work.
Of the exhausting work.
It's the most satisfying at the same time as it's exhausting.
Well, are you impressed with Madonna's insight there?
Well, she has said it's a work of art.
No, I know it is a work of art.
Mm-hmm. So is keeping your face young. Okay, we're going to be right back.